This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says his cuts to the World Health Organization funding will go from temporary to permanent if the agency does not commit to major substantive improvements within the next 30 days. In a letter to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Trump offered a list of criticisms. He said the agency has shown an alarming lack of independence from the People's Republic of China during the coronavirus pandemic. Among his specific criticisms, Trump said the WHO made repeated claims about the virus that were grossly inaccurate or misleading. He said the agency did not properly pressure China for timely admission of international experts and that it praised China's internal travel restrictions while opposing Trump's decision to ban entry to travelers from China. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Tuesday that Trump's letter was an attempt to smear China and that the United States is shirking its international obligations. Tedros said last month of Trump's move to suspend WHO funding temporarily, "We regret the decision." On Monday, he defended the WHO's coronavirus response in an address to member states at the World Health Assembly. U.S. stocks and financial markets posted losses Tuesday amid predictions of slow economic recovery. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified before a Senate committee earlier Tuesday about the results of the $2.2 trillion federal stimulus package. Powell said the U.S. economy could take until the end of 2021 to recover. Mnuchin was more optimistic, saying the economic conditions are expected to improve in the third and fourth quarters. Traders on Wall Street reflected concerns about dim economic prospects. U.S. markets stumbled on Tuesday after significant gains the day before. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.